I don't write nothing down, so I'll keep this short and sweet. You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
Oh, listen,
guys,
to you.
Guys, whoa. We said non-judgmental.
Fuck that. Let him take his medicine.
Seriously, Paul, you want to talk about fucking up?
Watch it, Chrissy.
Why? I thought we were being honest here. You got some balls, you know that? All of you. You want to talk about self-control? How about you, Sil? F***ing every slut you got working in the place when you got a wife and kids at home?
Guys, whoa.
Christopher.
Oh, you, Paulie. Yeah, remember last winter in the woods with the Russian guy?
Christopher, I'm f***ing warning you.
There he goes, Mr. Type A personality.
We are here to talk about you killing yourself with drugs, not my f***ing personality.
That's right.
I'm gonna kill myself? The way you f***ing are, you gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
Oh, no.
Sit down.
You're talking to the boss here.
Good, maybe someone will smack some goddamn sense into him.
Great, my own mother. F*** you, you f***ing whore.
Yo, guys, please, come on.
Stop it.
It's hard saying no to that song. I'm sorry.
I know.
I feel bad pulling down the fader on that, but I gotta.
You need to play some music on this show, actually. I got all sorts of choice things we can use.
You think instead of the little interlude in the middle, we do that or what?
Yeah, you can play a song. That'd be pretty rocking.
Yes, we could. Next week or something like that.
All right, I'll get you a playlist.
You know why I'm down with that idea?
Because I'm awesome?
Because songs are longer than the 2 minutes of crap I line up. So we have to do that much less. All right, folks, you are listening to a new Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, at the moment, is Just Vigu.
Hello.
Just Vigu, Katie Rodriguez. There's no Will as of moment. Will might be joining us. There's also no Vigu, too.
No.
No Kira.
This is kind of creepy.
Just you and me.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared here.
Ah, you'll be fine. You can listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at fcac.org/WEBR. Find us on iTunes, Papa's Basement. Hold on, I have to bring down Lemmy. I'm like, I cannot.
You're listening.
I can't listen to Ace of Spades, man. That is like the best goddamn thing ever. Okay, so you can listen to us. Oh, there is the prodigal son. Hop on mic, Will.
You're in this one.
Put you on three. Let's get your level. Creak. We need some WD-40 up in this bitch.
Sorry about that.
That's just all my good. Hips.
Oh, God. That is... You can do have some creaky ones. All right, folks. You can find
creaky
us...
everything. We've talked about that. Jesus, God.
All right. You can find us on iTunes, Papa's Basement, on Twitter. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. We're on Facebook as well. And the website is just inpapasbasement.com. I want to get to the bottom of why Kira's not here first.
She's in a bad mood this week. I don't even want to say bad mood. She just didn't feel like doing it this week.
Because I'll be honest, I don't give you guys a lot of warning about the show. Will knows he's expected to be here every week. I like seeing him. The people like Will. The people like watching you on the camera. Apparently a lot of people are watching us on camera right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that never stops weirding me out.
That is kind of creepy. Who the hell likes to watch me?
I didn't wear a bra today.
Hey. It's turned... Oh, God. It's actually hot in the studio for once. You lucked out. It's like goddamn Auschwitz in here. So, Kate, you kind of... You set aside every Saturday, right? You think mentally...
Mm, yeah.
Unless you got something else to do, something better.
Well, no. Something that I planned ahead of time.
Okay.
I was teaching that class before and I had work travel before I signed up.
All good. Yeah, I'm not referencing you saying that you're going to miss it in a couple weeks or something like that. I'm just saying, like, mentally, you're like, every Saturday, I'm probably in studio.
That's the kind of person I am. If I said I was going to be there, I'll be there.
Good for you.
Me and Will.
Now, yeah.
I'm not that kind of person.
Birds of a feather.
No, you are.
That's why I choose my words very deliberately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I've gotten into this with somebody else as of late.
I definitely... Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
Let's not.
I definitely got one of your I'll try texts yesterday. Maybe. That was it.
I'll try to try.
Exactly. I can't even promise I'll try, but I'll try to try.
Definitely maybe.
Oh, God. Yeah, so walking in, I figured I had Kate at the very least. Mm-hmm. And then this morning, I was like, screw it. I might as well actually contact Kira as well, because... Last week on the show, did I not say pretty much I wanted both of you on all the time?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay. And I'm not saying this to kind of dig at her. I'm just saying I thought I said that. I thought that came out of my mouth.
No, I don't remember that. God you damn. May have gotten that impression, but that was not explicitly expressed.
That's too much estrogen, though.
Well, that's why I need you here, man.
Yeah, otherwise, but even, we still need to outnumber the X chromosomes.
I guess. Well, Kira's... Anyhow, I wanted the two of them on. I thought it'd be funny. They're friends in real life. You know, maybe they'd have that, like, Wonder Twins telepathic connection and it'd be kind of funny on air. And it was okay. I had a good time. I mean, you weren't here, so I think the show was weaker for it. But
last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I was having fun getting my tire changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Which could have been fixed for $10 had I taken it in.
I told you
that. Before it popped.
What do you mean before it popped?
Like, it had an effing nail and it popped. I didn't get it replaced.
You didn't get the nail plugged?
What, did you drive around it? With just a nail in and you're like, oh, duh, it's holding in the air.
No, I didn't know it was a nail, like the, whether the TPMS, tire pressure monitoring system, I can't speak English, came up.
Yeah.
And, like, so I was like, all right, a lot of times on that car, like, I think...
is this the standard Will hates his cars?
Or just abuses everything in his life. But,
You fried, I want to tell everyone, you fried one car because it was completely, what, out of engine water?
Coolant,
In the dead of winter, this didn't allow you to use the heat, and in the dead of winter, you just drove around in your goddamn jacket for months rather than fix the heater.
Yeah, because...
Or get it even looked at, and it ended up killing the car. Like, you fried all the gaskets and killed a relatively new car.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But
I'm glad you did.
Hey, dude, I paid for that car like 10 times over.
Okay.
With all the money I gave Mom.
Okay.
So I don't feel bad about that. As far as I'm concerned, that was my car. I don't know how many tens of thousands I gave her.
Okay. So you killed your own car then because you're...
A negligent a-hole.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Much like I've killed everything.
And yet, do you still have a goldfish you got from some chick you screwed for like 2 weeks that lives to this day?
Better fish. Yeah, that thing's tenacious. I don't even feed it.
That is how fish work. The minute you think a fish is going to die, it lives forever. They become immortal.
We got them at carnivals as a kid, and we
those are goldfish. This is a fighting fish. It's different.
Really?
They got the frilly fins. Yeah,
it's blue. But let me tell
you. Those goldfish you'd flush down the toilet before you were crapping out the
candied
apples.
Not the one I got. I got one. My mom was really pissed off.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, now we got this fish. And I was like, Mom, it's going to live for seriously like 3 days. I'm going to kill this thing.
Yeah.
I kill everything. And it lived until I like went off to college.
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
This fish lived forever. The minute you think they're going to die, they just last.
Dude, this fish has jumped out of its tank more times than I can count.
It's like awesome.
Some of the times, I don't even know how many.
It's like the end of Epic.
Like, yeah, exactly. And I don't even know how long it's been out. I mean, sometimes, like, it did it while I was asleep. So who knows? It reminds me of the time Rudy, our cat, like, I was just in my room. We had this stupid-ass cat, this stubborn a-hole. He had something wrong. Like, he had some kind of wound. So we put the, you know, like, megaphone around
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
They gave him a soft one. So anyway, this cat was such a stubborn ass. He, like, you know, he'd always try to pull it off. Like, he'd put it, like, he'd take it off with his paws or, like, he was smart. He'd, like, get it caught on furniture.
Yeah,
like, pull it off that way.
Yeah.
So one time, this was back when I was living at our mom's house. I guess everyone was there at the time. Like, he tried to do it under one of the kitchen chairs, and he somehow choked himself.
He just pulled a David Carradine.
So I come out, and I see him, like, lying unconscious. He pissed himself, because he's on the verge of dying. So he's just lying there, as far as I'm concerned, dead, in a puddle of his own piss. It reminds me, like, if you ever watch The Sopranos, you know, like, the beginning of the last season where the guy hangs himself. And then just 2 seconds later, pisses himself.
Such a great scene.
So it was like that.
Such a great goddamn show.
So I was like, Jesus. And I untied the thing from him. And like he comes to and just like, like if I didn't come out, he would have been effing dead.
Oh my god!
And he ended up dying not that much later, I guess, from unrelated heart stuff.
Oh god! But what a good cat.
Anyway, so this fish has jumped out. I've let the water, like, because the water, I guess, slowly evaporates. You're supposed to change it every week, which I did for about a week. And, like, so it slowly evaporates. I've let it diminish to the point where, you know, there's, like, rocks at the bottom. It's gotten so low that the water...
It's almost, like, devolved into the first fish that walked
Well, yeah, because what happens is the water gets so low, it doesn't even cover all the rocks anymore.
So just now it's lie on a side.
Well, it's, like, in a mini pond because, you know, there's some rocks that are higher, so it's, like, limited. It can't go anywhere in the tank. It's just limited to, like, the one little pool.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't know.
Is this why you get along so well with women you hate?
What do you mean?
Anything you despise, that relationship can live forever in a day?
I don't know. No, because, I mean, it
depends.
He doesn't
hate the fish. He just doesn't care for the fish.
Okay.
No, I hate it. It's pretty ugly. Oh. I don't like it.
Why don't you give it away?
I've tried. No one wants it.
Who wants a
damn... Because you got an ugly fish.
Well, they are ugly, and, like... I can tell it hates me because, like,
you can tell the fish hates
you.
Yeah, it just looks at me with this FU look. And then when I feed it, like, in the rare instances that I do, it, like, attacks the food. Like, it just jumps, like, it's jumping.
Because it's really hungry. And it's just like, because you never feed it.
I could tell it would eat my face off if it could.
God damn.
But, yeah, so that's the fish. I don't even remember what we were talking about before that.
I think Kira. Kira's the fish. Kira represents the fish, and the show's the food. No, so I tried to get a hold of Kira, and I text her this morning. I'm like, hey, show today. You down? Actually, I text the both of them, and I say, Vagoo 1, Vagoo 2, are you in? And I get the positive confirmation from Kate, and Kira's like, no, sorry, I can't, unfortunately. Or something to that effect. So then I write down the text exchange that follows, because I'm like, what the hell's going on? At first, I'm like, maybe she's getting late or something. And, you know, you've heard her on the show before. It's like a big celebration of her to get some D. She's all like, isn't it?
I guess.
No, she really treats it like a holiday. She makes a day of it if some penis enters the equation.
When you're not in a steady relationship,
I guess. Okay. So I say, hey, can we at least call you? She replies, no, sorry.
Ooh.
I reply... Playfully, I'm like, you suck. And I think maybe an emoticon afterward. Maybe not. I'm not really sure. She replies, go and F yourself with it spelled out. So at this point, I'm like, I can either really get into it with her or I can try to recover. So I just text back, I love you. Because who can get mad at that? And she says, I love you too. And then I say back, and your Don King nipples. Because she talked on the air before about kind of having to tweeze around the perimeter.
Oh.
Sorry, had to bite that one. So screw her, though. I want to call her on air and see what kept her out of the studio.
She probably won't answer.
I know she won't, but we can leave a message. Like, all three of us.
Stop chewing your freaking nails
on
air.
I never chew them, but I didn't cut
the
very edge of this one.
Stop. You get mad when I crochet or when somebody texts.
You're not the host.
Listen to you.
This is compelling when you're the host.
Yeah.
All right, let's call her. I know she's not going to answer, right?
Yeah, she's not going to answer.
All right, hold up.
Should we prank her if she doesn't answer?
No. She's not a stupid woman.
This is Willie, the supervisor. someone needs to do the Amos and Andy voice.
Lord, our kills.
Or do the jive-ass pimp voice.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
She'll pick up. 50? 50?
I don't know, because it's from the studio number, but probably not because she won't recognize that.
God damn it. Come on!
We're a secretive group of women's.
Ugh.
Sorry. Gives you some time to bite your nail while you listen to it ring.
Yeah, it is. Hold on.
There you go.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You're in there deep.
No, you know what? She didn't...
Hello?
Holy! Hello, Vagoo.
I told him not
What's
to.
Up?
Why are you not here?
Because I have other stuff to do.
I put odds on you got laid within the last 24 hours. The other two didn't really come up with an excuse for you. I think you just got some.
I don't think she needs an excuse. I think
she doesn't.
She just doesn't want to be here.
She does this out of the kindness of her heart. I just wanted her on the air with you. What is the reason? Is there any reason?
No, I just had other stuff to do.
I hear a washing machine in the background. Is that the other stuff?
No. I'm outside.
What are you doing?
Getting ready to get in my car and go do stuff.
What is the stuff you're doing?
It's none of your business.
Does it involve penis for tonight?
I have to go. I hope you guys have a lovely afternoon.
Bye, Kira.
Bye.
I told you not to do it, man.
She's testy.
She is.
Yeah, because she said she wouldn't be here. Now leave her the F alone.
I wanted to get to the bottom of it. I want to know what's going on in everyone's life.
Speaking of.
Oh, actually, no, I'll give you like a 5-minute reprieve.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I met Kate's significant other earlier. He was a nice guy.
Pants.
Andy.
Yeah.
Pants. I like that nickname, too.
Yeah.
Are you Skirt?
Well, this comes from a blogger, a writer that I really like.
Do you call me a writer or am I just a blogger?
You're a blogger. He's actually a writer because he's been published in a paper.
I was in the school newspaper.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Purple anyway, Tide.
Point what? Being that he's a writer and he's very funny. And when he got in a relationship with his now wife, he was calling her the Skirt.
Okay.
And at the time, I just thought that was really funny because it's sexist and funny.
Wait, this is your boyfriend?
No. This is
some writer.
Oh. Yeah. And so I thought that was really funny. So I met Andy, and I know other Andys. So I started referring to him
you
as
were just Pants.
Pants. Yeah. Well, just like we gave.
I use nicknames all the time.
Yeah. Well, like Kira's boy was Freckles. And we just come up with a
name.
No,
I do the same thing. Because, like, how are your friends supposed to keep track unless they're complete losers, like almost single white female-ish, and they, like, listen to everything you say? I'm just like, oh, that's Cockeye. That's Jugs.
You know, but he got
that's Crabs.
Now that he's been with me a while, you know, he gets name recognition now. But in the beginning, he was just Pants.
Pants.
So,
but Pants would confer you saw a relationship in him, like, from the get-go.
Not necessarily. It's just a joke. He's the Pants. I'm the Skirt.
But so was he, like, the first Pants you met after reading this article? And you're like, oh, I almost want D just so I can name it Pants.
No. I only gave him a nickname after I saw him a few times.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely. Because I'm not going to, you know, up to a certain point, he's this guy that I saw.
I almost want to get a girlfriend just so I can call him Vagoo. I've been, like, itching to have Vagoo for a month now.
Vagoo. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have. Yeah, and I think that will go over really well with a woman.
I don't have to tell her what it means. I could say it's like some Greek, like,
I think, well, I don't know the type of women. I don't know what type of women you date, but I'm pretty sure she could figure it out.
Bad ones.
Do you date stupid ones?
A little bit.
Yeah.
They're with me, ain't they?
I was avoiding that, but since you said it. Well, that was it.
Okay. All right. Barb received. Plucking it out of my chest as we speak. Will, I love this show because it gives me the chance to get to the bottom of what's going on in my life. Off air, I don't really want to bug you. It's not really compelling, you know. I want to let you live your life off air. But on air, this beats me having to look up, like, articles on CNN I want to discuss.
I thought we'd be talking about that bitch's camel toe who got harassed by the Jets. Or was that last week?
No, we didn't get to Inez Sands. We'll get to her.
That was her booty. Someone else's camel toe was...
I thought they were also camel toe. I mean, those jeans were, like, painted on.
Yeah, she looked pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. She needed two combs for that.
I don't know if she had camel toe, but that was awesome.
Thought you'd appreciate the kingpin. Will,
yes.
When I got a hold of you earlier today, you answered the phone. You sounded like Andy crawling out of the tunnel of crap in Shawshank. You sounded completely... It was like, hey, you gonna do the show?
Hey. Yeah, I think so, man.
Just no inflection to the voice, as low as your voice can go. And you've got a low voice. Like, you've got the Johnny Cash third testicle voice.
Yeah, I'm trying to... To me, it always reminds me of, like... I mean, this is an obscure reference, but remember that scene in Seinfeld where, like, Kramer was sleeping with Jerry? And he's just, like, perusing some furniture catalog or something.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no, but he's just, like, talking in his regular voice, not the Kramer voice. It's actually, like, pretty low and gravelly.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to...
Well, I call you, and immediately my spidey sense is tingling, because normally you're pretty monosyllabic, but you've got at least something going on. You're like, yeah, okay, I'll be there. Bye.
You're like, sorry, man. Yeah, I'll be there.
So then I ask, like any concerned brother, I'm like, he sounds like dog ass, man. Like, I know he doesn't drink, so I'm guessing he's probably sick. Sounds like he's been screaming at someone, though. The voice is a little shot in that I've been screeching my guts out way. So I'm like, no, Will, is everything okay?
You're like, yeah, everything's fine, man. I'll see you. Bye.
That's what I get. So, also, factoring into my brain's equation of what the hell's happening here, you've mentioned a couple times now you're kind of making things, giving a try with Allison, right? Who's been in the studio a couple times. You wanted to be a good guy, give her a fair shot this time around. She's a good girl. And earlier in the day, I don't talk to Allison much via Facebook, and I got the longest goddamn message from her.
Oh, Jesus.
Like,
I didn't even know this.
17 paragraphs about all the medical tests she's been undergoing, like, the past week or something.
What did she tell you? Because she didn't tell me anything.
I mean, she sounds like she'll live. Everything sounded okay. There's just a lot of small masses forming and a lot of organs, some vital organs, some non-vital. Everything sounds non-lethal. But are these two things related? You being hoarse, you seeming kind of...
No, not really.
What is going on with Allison, then?
It was just like a couple of times, like... I used to not work Wednesdays and Saturdays, right? I started working Wednesdays again.
Okay. Are you literally just off Saturday now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
That sucks.
I gotta pay the bills, but... So we're supposed to hang out Wednesday, as we talked about it afterward. Like, I went in to shower. I see she called, like, at 4:17 or whatever.
Your showers can be really long, in her defense.
No, I got out 5 minutes later.
Okay, just saying.
Like, so I call her back, and I was like, hey, what's up? Because I talked to her the prior day. I was like, we're going to hang out, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I tried to call her back later that night. She didn't answer. So then she calls me then, and I call her back. And she's like, oh, well, I just missed the exit.
I know this isn't about you, Kate, by the way, but could you pay attention? Because you're relationshiping. Okay. I see your hands doing the devil's playground thing.
Yeah, at least I'm not like an effing chipmunk.
Ah, you're my favorite Vigu.
I'm John Squirrel.
You're the preferred Vigu. Screw Kira. We don't need that today.
You're only saying that because she's not here.
It's true.
I know.
All right, well, what's up?
So... Anyway, you know, I was pissed. I was like, what the hell? That's how much thought you give me? It's like, you think of me, like, 2 minutes before you pass the exit you take to my house?
You're just some D off the turnpike.
Apparently. And then, like,
That's how much thought I give
And so I'm supposed to be by my phone when you call and pick up, but you, like, hardly ever...
You're, like, on one of those blue signs where it's like, gas, food, and D.
You sound like a girl right now, and I love it.
I don't know. I guess I am. Who knows?
You thought
it's okay. It's okay. It's not a dick.
We've all been girls.
It pleases me.
So I was pissed, and then she like...
She's doing the Mr. Burns excellent.
You're not... Excellent. You know, and I didn't talk to her or whatever. And then the next day I get this text, like, oh, I really miss you, blah, blah, blah. And then saying...
She missed her D.
Who knows? But,
your sweet prize D.
And then she's like...
Blue ribbon D.
You know, my sister's
That's
friend...
That's his rap name.
Is having this party on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go? I was like, I don't know, maybe I gotta get up early on Sunday.
You're like, let me maybe text you before I maybe text John.
Well, no.
About attending the show.
And then I was like, you know, Friday, I arranged things, so I got done early. So I was like, look, Friday, I finish early at 5:30. Do you want to hang out? And she's like, yeah, I'd love to, blah, blah, blah. So Friday rolls around.
And she screws you over again.
Pretty much. I try, like, calling her.
She's a fickle one, that Allison.
And texting her. And I hear nothing, like, sporadically. She gets some stuff that doesn't even let me know, like, where she is, when she's planning on coming over. All this. So, finally, I've done everything. I worked. I went by mom's for a bit. And I was like, F, I got nothing better to do. Like, I'm going to go to the gym because I haven't heard from her. On my way to the gym, she calls me.
She's driving by the D exit.
Actually, no, like, before I left for the gym, I called her, left another voicemail. I was like, hey, you know what? I deserve better than this. Like, I'm glad you...
What? No, you do. You do. I mean, she's acting that way. It's just, I can, like, I don't know. I know you're, like, you've shaved your head, but I'm just picturing, like, the full head of hair, like, playing with your locks as you say this.
Well, no, I was just like, it's not fair to me to, like, leave me in the dark you know, I don't know what the hell to do. I'm not going to sit around on Friday night with my thumbs up my ass.
No, like, no, you're totally right. I think that goes for both sides.
It's like I've texted fair. You and called you repeatedly.
Yeah, you put out the effort.
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
Is this her right
now? He's getting a call.
A text right now.
From?
Nah, the, ooh.
Yes.
Okay, because I asked her if I wanted to, if she wanted me to go out there to talk and hang out. Says, nah, that's okay. Sounds selfish, but I honestly don't want to participate in a debate. I'm not in the mood to prove anything to anyone.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean,
seems so nice, though.
Yeah.
Seems. Who knows?
Seems.
Well, you don't know what's going on with her right now. So to be fair, if she's got a lot of crap on her mind, it's not that it's fair to you.
Everything sounded benign. Come
yeah,
on,
but
shake
no,
it off.
No.
Okay.
We'll see how you feel about it.
Oh, I'd be
no,
crying.
You know, it's not
I'd
fair to you.
Fetal.
It's not cool. But in her defense, she could have a lot of crap going on in her head right now.
Yeah, but then it's like, you know, then like after we got on the phone, she's like, oh, I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've been throwing up. And then, oh, yeah, because then she always takes like everything I say literally. So I'm like, if I'm going to the gym and she was like planning on coming over, she's like, oh, well, you're going to the gym. I'm going home. And I was like, no, come over. She's like, no, you're going to the gym. And it's
oh.
like.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Too many female mind games here.
Yeah, that's
a,
yeah.
And then
that's
okay,
so
you're
cool.
sick and all that crap, and then you go home and I see you like update your status on Facebook. Like,
oh,
you're well
God.
Enough to do that.
What?
So I just deleted her.
And, is that why your Facebook reverted to single?
Yeah, I was just like deleted all the pictures together, everything.
Oh,
like
God.
Deleted her out of my no. phone.
Oh
that
my
sounds
God.
Harsh.
Probably gonna throw out everything she ever gave me because I don't want anything around to remind me of her.
Now I'm gonna say I am like totally on your side with it. Like that's effed up, but
deleting
you know I just don't want her to be depicted as some kind of evil demon because sometimes people don't deal with things in the best ways, and maybe she's having a hard time right now.
Yeah, but what? Like, I mean, she's
obviously
well, got
she should have told you. She should have.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. It's like I don't deserve like the least amount of respect. Like I've gone out of my way
yeah.
to always like try to make you comfortable, try to let you know what's going on. Like I've skipped out on things I would have. Wanted to do
you give
of
yourself
you.
Like I mean I'll say this on air and if people see us just you know like a cursory glance at the two of us it seems like I'd be the one who kind of is maybe better in relationships who isn't the a-hole but Will's actually the one who still feels feelings
maybe we should just say less of an a-hole
yeah. and actually tries to love whereas I'm the one who really doesn't care like Will will actually give of himself whereas me it's like oh you've ceased being like 100% convenient please perish now please
yeah.
die like a sea monkey
yeah, let me read the text messages I didn't delete okay so it's like, I was at the fall festival at work. I'm just leaving. I can call, which you never did. I understand you'd like to talk. I'm uncertain of what you'd like to talk about. Your voicemail messages were very clear in caps.
What were your voice messages?
Just like what I told you.
Okay.
Saying like, hey, I don't deserve this. I'm going to the gym. I didn't curse at her or say anything bad. I was just like,
that's difficult for you.
Yeah, I know. I actually deleted the first one and left like a second calmer one.
That is amazing for you.
And I listened
to it. I just
want to
say
yeah.
the voice messages you typically leave.
Yeah, I would have said, you know, go F yourself. You see, I hope you die. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
We couldn't play them on air. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, I will explain to you that I'm feeling a considerable amount better than yesterday, last night, and this morning, thanks in large to taking an anti-emetic. I don't know what that is.
Keeps her from barfing, right?
I guess.
Anti-emetic.
That said, I absolutely do not want to argue. I don't want to subject myself to listening to you categorically list all of my faults. I may not.
You two sound perfect together.
I may not understand all of what you were trying to convey last evening. One thing was abundantly clear: you have a highly deplorable opinion of me.
She's got some problems right now, and she doesn't deal with them well. Probably not on her end and probably not in a relationship either.
Yeah,
and
like
no, you don't deserve that. But again, in her defense, it can be a hard thing. So
this is yet I don't feel up to a debate about it. I don't want to arm wrestle you into buying that I'm a good / honest person. You're right. You're a very busy person. You don't need or deserve to feel you're being mistreated by me or anyone else.
Oh, God, I use that line so many times. Like, you're better than me. You're better off without me, kiddo. Get out of here.
I offered a sincere apology for any misunderstanding, without argument, without excuses, without finger pointing. If you're wanting to be right the bragging rights are yours. I gave them to you free of charge, no hard feelings on my behalf. And the hell is that?
This is the Terminator bang music.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I like this in the background.
So, I don't know. She like can't call me, but she can text me like 10 times in 5 minutes. Again, when it's convenient for her.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know what the hell to do. I don't know where
she is. Yeah, you just have to let go until she gets it together.
She's not going to get it. She's almost 38.
Okay, well, you know, she might not. And that's, you know, that's not your loss. It really isn't.
It sucks because I've known her for like 4 years. And like, you know, we saw each other back then. And then, you know, I wasn't too serious. I've seen other people, so I didn't really care. You know, this time I didn't. I tried to do everything right. And
well, it just wasn't meant to be. Well, it just wasn't meant to be. You need to move on. You're stronger than that. You're better than that.
I think you're kind of... I didn't know she was putting you through all that, brother.
Yeah. It is kind of stupid, though. I mean,
you can't have a relationship like that. You love me and all that crap, and then, you know, you refer to me as your friend or whatever. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. Just let go. Let go.
I guess...
Do you need to cry?
She's not your Sarah Connor, Kyle.
Do you want to cry?
She's not your Sarah Connor.
You can cry.
I don't cry, but...
He doesn't cry. When he does, it's like blood leaks out. Like one of those horned toads.
Tears of blood.
It's pretty cool to watch. Well, damn. Didn't know she was doing you like that, brother.
Yeah.
Glad we got that all out. Otherwise, I'd have been completely in the dark on all that.
You still have your fish.
That was from someone else. But...
It's okay.
Yeah, what
you
happened
still
to Fish Girl?
Fish.
I liked her, at least. She looked good, at least. You know, banger.
I saw her on Wednesday.
Okay.
And again, I mean, like,
promote Fish Girl to Vagoo duty.
Does your fish have a name?
Not really.
He that will
fish.
Not die.
Immortal fish.
All right, well, screw it. I'm sorry to hear all that, man. I didn't know that was all going on. I thought it'd be like a nice, happy tale about you blowing up on her and she was crying in some public place, but...
No, she's not like... She's like emotionally retarded for a chick.
Yeah.
Like, she can't communicate... She, like, suppresses her emotions.
That's a lot of chicks. They just pretend that they can do better than guys.
I don't know what it is.
But a lot of guys get props for just being honest.
Yeah.
Don't always know how to say it the right way, but at least you tell the truth.
Well, damn, man. Look on other horizons. What can I say? Get more active on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Get a Twitter girl, goddammit.
I mean, I don't want to be with anyone. I like being by myself.
I do, too, but it sounds sad after a while.
I don't know. I mean, it's nice to do whatever you want. It's just like,
I didn't
plan on anything happening with her. You know, it's like...
You were giving it a shot. It didn't work out with her. You know, that doesn't mean you have to have another relationship. You just move on.
I just don't know what the hell I did that was so bad.
You didn't do anything, probably.
No, you didn't. I think, honestly, like, I think your one bad move is maybe you're working like 100% on this relationship, whereas relationships on her totem pole right now are like zippy. I want to live.
They may have dropped on her totem pole after other things happened in her life, and you guys just weren't at the point where you were sharing really serious stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but
or she maybe
like
didn't feel that way.
It's my top priority in life, you know? It's just like...
No, but it doesn't...
You were trying to make it happen with her, and it didn't.
And it has nothing to do with you, and it may even have nothing to do with her. It's just timing. It didn't work out.
I got to turn this down. I can't stop thinking of Linda Hamilton's small little boobs. Oh, God. All right. Better. Well, yeah. Maybe I can... maybe we can trowel the depths of Twitterdom.
I don't care to do anything right now, man.
Really?
Yeah.
If something cute walked in right now and was just like, drop him.
No.
And then pointed to her mouth, and she's going, ah, ah.
I ain't in the mood.
Oh, it's the saddest goddamn thing I've ever heard. This is a beaten man. This is a random blowjob you're saying no?
No.
We could call Kira.
He's not into it.
Kira didn't sound like she was doing anything.
She's not going to appreciate that call, I can tell you that.
Ah, screw it, Puritan. All right, we're going to take our infamous two-minute break, because we earned it. And you will listen to the sound clips, and then we'll be back with all this and more here on Papa's Basement.
My man, what has happened?
Long time, no see.
Yes, sir.
What have you been up to?
Same old shit, man.
Yeah?
Working for the city.
Working man, huh?
Been thinking about getting back in school, though, man.
Back in JC or something like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's where all the girls are, right?
It's
sale. But on the other hand, man, I just as soon keep working. Keep a little change in my pocket.
Wait.
Rather than spend my time listening to some dipshit who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
Say, you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, man, how's this year's crop of freshman chicks looking?
Well, you're gonna end up in jail sometime early soon, I know that. Fact.
No, man. Yeah. No, I'll tell you. Yeah. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Go. Yes, they do.
Hi, Bob Chepesca. Welcome. Great photo and resume, by the way.
Thanks. You know, we've been at this a long time and all, so we'd like to think we do a good job.
I'm so glad you guys could come in on such short notice. I must say, look, it's just sensational.
Thanks. We've been at this for years. You
two are the best men on this job. So don't let this affect your performance in any way.
Oh, no.
Performance?
Yes, your performance. You know, the,
performance like sexual?
Excuse me?
Willie.
Are you saying there's something wrong with my gear? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm sorry, your gear?
Willie.
My f*** stick.
Hey, Willie, take a seat. You know how your blood sugar is.
He's not going to say f*** stick in front of the children, is he?
No, no, no. It's a joke. An adult joke for us adults.
Na, 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 na. Ma, ma, ma. Hold them like they do in Texas plays. A little gambling is fun when you're with me.
I should have put in more. I have to bring this one down fast. I think it's only like 55 seconds long. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi. What? Hi, smiley eyes. What's up?
I'm a happy girl.
You are. I'm happy, too, because we're back on my radio show, and it's Woo. Tens of listeners are mine, all mine. Will's over to my right. He's pouring over the Facebook message from Allison like they're the damn Dead Sea Scrolls, which is fine by me.
I feel bad, and I feel like we shouldn't talk about this because he obviously needs time to process it. And I don't know, maybe it helps him, but I would feel like I would want to keep her private.
You know, on one hand, I love respecting that, but...
I know, you're you.
I like knowing things once in a while. Like, sometimes, like, too many times... I could tell my mom's
know him
in
on
a bad
radio
mood.
Show.
I could tell my brother's in a bad mood, and I just like let it slide. I'm like, I don't explore it. I just respect them and their privacy. But I think I did this in a non-invasive way. It
no,
wasn't to like,
it's all right.
Yeah, it wasn't
I mean,
to mock
Will,
him or anything.
Will is just, the ultimate judge of that. But
he really sounded like beat this morning. He sounded beat to hell. I was like, God damn, is that...
Well, we got it out, and I'm just saying, like, maybe we should leave it alone.
Well, we will. We're going to talk about how my dreams were just smashed, quashed into the dust yesterday.
What?
My dreams.
Oh.
My radio dreams.
Oh, I see.
So many dreams, I know.
many dreams have been smashed.
Not the... Yeah, yeah. These are the more tangible dreams. Will's doing his thing. We'll let him do that for a bit.
Yeah. Let the man be.
Hold your finger up whenever you want the mic back on. Ah, leave it on. Who am I kidding?
Gotta
leave on Will's mic. He's not Kira. All right. So we've mentioned a couple times that I log a massive 7 hours a week at $10 an hour over at 106.7 The Fan,
the big
sports talk station.
Yeah.
And pretty much the highlight of every week over there is when I get in at about 6:30, 6:45, and I get to bump into the show before me. I work on overtime, and it's hosted by Bill Rowland. Bill's a great guy. But the bigger show in front of us is the Chad and LeVar show.
If this is going where I think it's going, it's probably not a good idea.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, God, no, okay. No. Nothing's going in that direction, buddy. Yeah, I was going to say, nothing goes in that direction. That conversation can't even be held on Twitter, man. That ain't going anywhere. No, it's LeVar Arrington, you know, famed former Washington Redskin.
I know his name.
That's pretty good for a girl who doesn't watch NFL or anything. That's pretty goddamn respectable. I'll give you applause.
I've heard it. There I watch local news.
And then there's Chad Dukes. And Chad's, I would say, one of the best talkers, you know, pretty much he's my age. I want to say 2 years older or something.
It's like 30, I think.
Yeah, something in that range.
Is he the one who made fun of your voice?
Yes.
Yay!
What did he say?
I knew that name.
Well, let's get there. So, highlight seeing these guys. They do a good show. I'm like, God damn, I knew LeVar's name like growing up. This is LeVar Arrington right in front of me, and he's chill as hell. And I bump into Chad. I've been listening to Chad since the Big O and Dukes days, and it's like, God damn, talking to Chad Dukes right now. So I was in the studio doing the call screen thing. Chad was hanging around about to like 7:30. I think the whole station was kind of a buzz because we have HF Festival today. Why are you staring at me as you just completely excavate your ear canal?
I thought that's what I was getting looks for. I don't know.
No. I mean, I just stare forward. You're right in front of me, mic-wise.
All
right. No, go at it. I actually kind of want to clean out mine, too, but I want to keep the earphones on. So I'm taking some calls and screening, and I'm talking more or less like this. And Chad and I had been talking a little bit. I bought some bubble gum. He saw it. He's like, dude, I'm taking some of that. And I'm like, cool, have at it. He's chewing the gum merrily. And then I'm answering the phones. And I'm doing it like in this voice you hear right now. I'm like, hey, this is overtime. Let me get your name and location. And I guess it struck him as like,
gay.
Oh, yeah, a little.
A little, I was going to say like DJ-ish almost.
Yeah, that too.
If you've ever.
Thanks for calling overtime.
Yeah, that was so like, as I've got my hands full, like three callers, I see him with blue shorts. One of the other guys on, he works behind the scenes, but anyone who listens to JFK, especially the old Big O and Duke show, they know the name Blue Shorts as well. And it's just Blue Shorts and Chad going, hey, this is overtime. Like, you sons of bitches screwing me like that. I can't do anything to defend myself. I'm like,
the next one, okay. Hi, this is
yeah, exactly. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, this is effing overtime. Go F yourself. What do you want? But I'm thinking, like, because this is actually, it's become my normal voice, but it wasn't my normal voice for a long time. For a long time, it was much more low key. And then I'd listen to replays of the show, and it was like, I'm going to goddamn fall asleep at the wheel, kill some people. I felt I needed to keep up the tempo, keep up the volume, and all that. But. Mm-hmm. God, you went to gay quick. In your opinion of my voice.
It was a little fey.
Just me saying that or everything that
just
comes out of
my mouth? Just you saying that. Because it's the wording combined with how the timbre and tone
yeah.
changes.
It just sounds like you're trying too hard. I got the same S at my old job. The way I
really?
Answer phones. Yeah, I mean, I was just, if you're trying to like get ahead or whatever. Then
I am. Hell, I don't care if Chad knows I want to get ahead of JFK. I'd like to scream it from the rooftops at him.
I
want to have a better job at that station. I want to be on the mic.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, you just absorb the fact that you're going to be made fun of. And
little
that's,
bit.
That's,
and what's
that's
really, really bad is he does this impression of a rock DJ that he calls Tim Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, it's Tim Dukes with you playing the latest Ozzy Osbourne. Here you go. And it sounded amazingly close to his Tim Dukes. So just really worried. I'm like veering into horrible rock DJ territory.
No, it was just that, like she said. I mean, I think your voice on here is good.
Yeah, it's the actual
Thank
words,
you.
The phrase.
Me, I don't try.
Because you're like, hey.
Your voice is good, though.
No,
hey.
It's not. I hate the way I sound.
I like it.
I can't stand to listen to like, recordings of me.
I like it. It makes me sound like a fruit on wheels by comparison.
I can
like,
barely pick up the frequencies of your voice.
You just feel them.
I feel Will's voice rumble through me.
Oh, God. Reminds me of What's-Her-Face in Talladega.
Are you talking about Private Parts?
No. Sniffs Her Armpit Lady from SNL.
Molly Shannon.
Shannon, yeah. She's like, the best thing about these race cars is the vibration. However that scene went. God damn. So, yeah, that hung over my head.
This was last night?
Yeah, that was last night. And then I just tweeted later. I was like, yeah, Chad Dukes made fun of my voice. It was like getting insulted by Rickles. It was fun. And he tweeted back. He was completely cool about it. He's like, ha, thanks, man. So, yeah.
See, I feel bad now that I can't do that voice because I'm a girl. So if I do it, it just sounds bizarre.
What, the peppy voice?
Yeah.
Try it.
Let's see. I just lost a channel.
No, women are supposed to sound
really?
Like kind of
hair,
like,
yeah.
Hold on. You pull your hair.
Yeah, I mean,
pull out
but
the
if
headphone
I try to
and kind
do
of
the...
like bang the port with the headphone.
Yeah,
that might
did that do
that fixed it. That totally fixed it. Whatever.
The headphone bang.
You might have just like tugged the headphones out a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't touching anything, but who knows? It's very fine, delicate equipment in here.
Oh yeah, it's the best that you could get at the Army surplus.
So, but if I do it, it's like, hey, you're listening to Overtime. It just sounds stupid. It doesn't sound like the radio guy.
No, women are supposed to sound like sexy and calm.
You know they're big fat slobs, too.
Hey,
I mean, like,
you're listening
every...
to Papa's Basement.
They're not good looking.
I mean, I've heard you've got a real bonable voice on the air. Everyone's like, yeah.
Oh, really? Because yeah. This isn't even my good voice. Like, this isn't my phone voice.
Nah, I think I haven't heard anything like too depraved. Like, people are like, oh, I run off a batch to Kate every episode. Like, maybe I talk too much
to
for that.
No.
But a couple people said you got sexy pipes.
Maybe we should have like the 5-minute story break where I can just read passages for people.
As you sit
in
on
the sexy
an outboard
voice.
Motor.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
The September Radio Guild meeting has been moved to Sunday, September 26, 2010.
That sounded like an airplane talking to me.
Really?
Yeah, that sounded like a
the
maybe
GPS for
yes.
Turn left now.
Exactly. That is what it sounded like. God damn.
I have done some voiceovers though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got good pipes.
It was funny because they were like really technical cable industry voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all sorts of words and acronyms, and I would walk in and have to do it like right
then.
Was
it a prank thing?
No,
no. Plug your D-I-C-K in my V-A-G. And the guy in the booth is just laughing.
No, no. I actually had to have the guy explain what they were to me and how to say them because he didn't – they weren't written out for me properly, so they weren't written out phonetically. So I was like, do you say 2-3-M or do you say –
I love when phonetically is spelled phonetically.
Yeah, so I've done some of those, and those are really complicated and annoying, and I had to have them all explained to me. And then it was really funny to hear myself back on a commercial, like saying all the stuff like
that's
I know
cool.
what it is.
My only experience hearing myself doing commercials was like on my very first AM station, and they gave us like 10-second spots, and it was like a 15-second read. And so I sounded like John... what was his name? John Mosquito? Or
the Micro Machines
guy?
Yeah,
Micro Machines guy. Yeah.
Like, hey, go to Subway now. There's a pulled pork sandwich.
I didn't know he had
shove it in your fat mouth now. Oh, yeah. It was horrible. And then you get it down to like 12 seconds, and then you'd have to use like an editor.
Speed it up electronically.
10. And I'd sound completely like a eunuch.
Chipmunk.
I mean, yeah, if Chad thought I sounded gay back then, I was like, ah, no, no, stick it in my ass.
What?
Nothing. I was just deep in thought for a second.
Let me mull that over.
You can't be. I am.
Yeah, that's true. I got to keep running my app. Yeah. All right. Yeah. For the last 6-7 minutes of the show, I want to get to the bottom of something that's been bugging me. And actually, like, bugging. Not, like, shticky bugging me. Like, real pissing. Not pissing me off. Just, like, really weighing on my mind for a while.
Okay.
And folks listening, please call me. 703-560-TALK if you have the answer.
I think I know what this is.
Again, 703-560-8255.
Yeah. This Kate, is a very serious
It kind of
issue.
Is. It kind of is. And I've been noticing it really since I got on Twitter, because Twitter brings an influx of younger people into my online world. If I'm just limited to Facebook, it's like people I went to high school with and, you know, coworkers from radio stations who are all higher up the ladder than me and like 21 years old, but I'm not bitter. And but Twitter just brings throngs of them. And Will, tell me if you've noticed this. How many girls are taking pictures with either like a big fake fluffy mustache going, or like they're holding their finger over their upper lip to simulate a mustache, but it really looks like they fingered someone and they're just
smelling it.
Yeah, she's doing it right now. We got Kate doing it.
I haven't really seen it, but I don't go online that much anymore.
What?
You are,
what yeah. do you do? Like, someone says that, I don't even know what you do without the internet.
Well,
what?
No, I mean, I do. I end up having to email people a lot, but...
What is this, CompuServe, 1993? What?
I mean, I have... No,
he's
for
on
work.
His BBS.
Okay, yeah.
But, like...
Alt.erotica.
No, I haven't been, like, trolling for bitches lately, so...
Yeah, but, like, aren't you still on the internet, like, 24/7, or is that just me? Like, where I have Netflix open at all times playing King of the Hill in the background?
I mean, a lot when I'm at home, but I've never really seen it.
Yeah, you guys are behind the curve.
on this mustache thing or on the internet.
Yeah, it's been.
I was gonna say
it's been pretty common.
I like to think I'm with the curve, being completely hooked on the internet.
Wow, no, you're behind the curve because what you're seeing now is now the common wave. Everybody's caught onto this mustache thing, and so it's just out there. You can't avoid it.
Would it be like if I walked in tomorrow, I'm like, oh, there's this kid, Lady Gaga. I think she's got a real future ahead of her.
Almost, but if you walked in 2 months ago and said that, like, that's about where you are. It's been really popular, and I don't know exactly where it started.
And that's what kills me, because everyone's like, I just thought it was, I'll ask them point blank. Like, it's almost become an icebreaker.
They've seen it somewhere else, and it just gets put in their head.
It's like, even with women, I'm not trying to pursue it at all. I'm just like, yeah, good to talk to you. Hey, what the F is that mustache picture about? And it's always like, I thought it'd be funny. I was just goofing around in front of the camera. And then I get to like, yeah, I get it. You're dumb C. What is it referencing?
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it started, I'm not sure, but I think it started in the craft
world. They look like the Pringles guy. Did you say Kraftwerk?
Kraft World.
Oh, okay.
It did not start with Kraftwerk because that would be totally...
That would be amazing, yeah.
Yeah, that would be freaking awesome.
Like, they're all in the red shirts, the red lipstick.
It was a residence thing, and they put on giant mustache heads instead of the eyeballs one. No, it started with these knit balaclavas. You know what a balaclava is? It's kind of like a ski mask, but the whole top is open.
It is a ski mask. It's just a fancy word for ski mask.
Yeah, well, most people think a ski mask is just having the eyes out.
Okay.
But a balaclava has the whole top open.
Okay, touche.
So,
touche, yeah. You win.
Anyway, so somebody had made these, and I think a few people came out with it about the same time. And so they were knit like little mustaches and beards. So you would put on your little ski cap and you would have a fake mustache and beard. And
what's
it wasn't necessarily
craft
for
world,
women.
By the way?
The world of crafters.
What's
which you
that?
Are not part of. It's the world that I belong to.
Oh, it's not like
it's not like a site.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, is
no,
like a
the
TV
craft
show?
World, like you're in the radio world.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wow.
I don't even like to. I'm the Pluto.
Okay.
I'm like the planet X they think they found in the radio world.
It started with these balaclavas, I think. It moved on to, there's some acrylic necklaces where it's just a shaped mustache out of acrylic on a chain. And I'm assuming you could wear it and then just pick it up and put it on your lip and it would look like a little mustache.
Okay, yeah.
There's also like,
then it starts
to get really, really dumb because there's people who sell mustaches on a stick. And so it's like a little cutout mustache and it's on a little stick. So instead of like holding it up like opera glasses, you hold up the mustache.
Yeah.
And there's also cups. So when you're drinking from them, there's a little painted mustache on it. So if you see it from
Jesus
the angle.
Christ, this is horrible. How did it get so big?
I don't know. The first idea was cute. And then a lot of other people thought it was cute and said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then it just became this horrible, horrible thing. Mustaches are in very retro. But see, now that you know about it and everybody's doing it, it's out.
I hope
so. It's totally not cool. Yeah.
It's butt ugly. You know some girl's going to like try to pull that when she's going down or something.
What?
Just mustache, like,
right? Yeah, pull up her little mustache monocle and be like, hey, get it? I'm blowing you with a mustache. And then you'll punch her and go to jail.
That would be a horrible, horrible thing. And where would you keep that?
I don't know. Like, she'd have it in her back pocket. Like, literally, you know, I close my eyes making the turning Japanese face. And then I look down and it's Freddie Mercury going down on me.
That actually would be awesome.
I know. I've ruined a lot of guys' lives by putting that on the air. Someone is going to get the worst head.
Oh, women, take note.
Someone's getting the worst head of his life tonight. Or it's the best, and it will open a whole new world to him and a whole lot of questions. But yeah, it's just been, I don't know. And again, one of the people, I took a few pictures off of Twitter of like people using it as their main picture. And I tweeted that like as an example. I'm like, you know, exhibit A, exhibit B.
Yeah.
And here is the response from one of the girls involved.
Oh, yeah.
She says, thanks a lot. Just kidding. Hope you do get to the bottom of it because I sure don't know why, except that it's fun. Emoticon sticking out the tongue.
You should sort of blog essay on it. Ride this wave.
You're right.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh.
Use
Will.
The hipster's chi against them.
He's the man with ideas. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Internet traffic judo.
I like that.
I'd be like hot chicks with douchebags.com or whatever.
Just God, you're right.
Essing on mustaches.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Essing on mustache, because I have so many URLs that I buy and just never use. I actually had a really good idea for one. I've never even set it up. Saw it while driving. You just take pictures of things you saw on the road that day, like a dead dog, someone picking their nose.
So wrong, because then people are taking pictures while they're driving.
Yeah. And like people then write in and be
me
like,
you getting into an accident. Yeah.
Be like, someone was taking a picture for your site and killed my dad. Holy crap, Squire's here. Great. I thought Squire, I thought you were gone like the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to put a tape in.
Oh, I have it set up for you already, man.
Which number?
One. Are we going with dose
it's in,
or
it's
trace?
In reverse order.
Yeah, I might. Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure we're in.
One's good for you? Okay. All right, man. Yeah, have a good one.
There's an automated backup in case you don't come in.
This is all radio talk.
Okay. Okay. You're covered.
Wow.
What? That wasn't. I thought that was oddly
business
compelling.
Business talk.
I feel bad. Yeah. I don't worry, buddy. I got you covered. Squire's gone.
That was awesome. He's a committed man.
He is. No. He's gone the next 3 weeks, I think, vacationing or something like that. But
so he came back solely to make sure the tape was playing.
I've done that.
I think you should put me in charge of the music.
I've walked in with a CD, just like, play this, and left.
Yeah, but did he just like drive up from the beach?
I hope not.
No.
He did look like he was in a Hawaiian
from the Outer Banks.
He hasn't left yet.
He looked like he was in a Hawaiian print of some sort, yeah. Man, that would be awful. Well, I think we're out of time, and that means I'm going to turn my face from the mic for 5 seconds, but still talk as I look for Surf Rider.
This is your hold music. Oh, there we go.
There. Tight as a nun. Tight as a nun. We banged that. All right, Kate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Will.
Yep.
I know things have been rough for you lately, buddy.
That's fine.
Keep on keeping on. I got a poster in the car for you.
Is it a cat hanging from a tree?
God damn it. You're 3 steps ahead today. It says, hang in there, baby. I want you to hang in there, baby. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Again, we do this every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Show archives, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. You can like us on Facebook, Papa's Basement. And find us on iTunes. You know, if I really understood this crap, there's like an iTunes ranking if you all subscribe to my podcast. So do that. What? Rank me. Exactly. What?
Rank me. What? Validate me.
Love me. Make me whole. Till next week. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.